East Coast Breakfast.
The season of sharing telethon that happens on the 7th of November. We're raising that money to support families, vulnerable families in need during the festive season. Now, last year we did the things. We raised over R1 million. When I say we, I mean you pledged that 1.15 million rand that helped us buy food hampers and seeds for hundreds of families, helping them enjoy nutritious, healthy, delicious meals and vegetables during the festive season.
Mm-hmm. Now this year, our goal is simple. We want to feed as many children, like Darren said, thousands of families as possible during the festive season. And obviously we'll be doing that with our amazing food hampers that are so nutritious, so good. They feed a family of six for at least 6 weeks. And we're not just saying that, it really is for reals. And if your company would like to donate, go to ecr.co.za. And as a bonus, if you donate 100,000 rand or more, we will make a very big deal out of you on the radio. We're going to talk about your business. We're going to give you all the advertising you might need or want. Okay, no, maybe not all, but enough. Mm-hmm. And we also want to invite you, if you do drop a lot of money, to come drop hampers off with us, because it's absolutely sensational to go do that. And also, very important, we need transportation for the food that we drop off at the locations that we go to, because it's really tough for them to go back home and carry stuff on their back. A lot of the times, like Darren said, it's a gogo or an aunt or a lot of child-headed households, and they physically can't get their stuff back to their home. So we need wheelbarrows. If you want to buy one wheelbarrow, do so. If you want to buy 100, please do so. So also remember, all your donations qualify for Section 18A certificates.
And then on the 7th of November, that's where we'll be hosting our annual telethon for the season of sharing. But I want to get us started. So when we start at 6 a.m. on the 7th, I want to say we've raised this much already, and that's why I'm offering my services. Coming out of retirement, guys, over 27 years. It's been 27 years since the world saw Ding Dong Darren. You two now can cast your eyes on Ding Dong Darren.
I've been trying to not cast my eyes.
It's so difficult to even look up, bro.
By the way, your juggling skills are sensational. You actually do have clown skills.
I do. It's limited.
No, but your clown skills are great.
Thank you. And I did retire Ding Dong Darren. I was a clown. I was a mall clown.
Are there any videos that people can see?
It was back in the day. It was before we invented handycam.
I'm saying like now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They didn't make videos back then.
Yeah, back then.
No, like now.
We do. It's on our go to our WhatsApp channel, right?
Yes.
And Common, can you break down when we do this tomorrow?
Yeah.
How we tomorrow between 8 and 9, we'll run a sort of like an auction, a bid.
Yeah, so we can do like a mini pledge line.
Yes.
Telethon, but not a telethon, because we can bid,
yes.
Right? Okay, so tomorrow morning, I think let's do it between 8 and 9.
Yeah.
Because everybody's awake and their wallets are out.
Are available.
And
close to the payday.
You don't have to pay us immediately tomorrow.
It's
payday's on Friday, so we can wait for the money.
What are we paying for?
So we'll give you
for
a number,
Darren's,
and you pledge. You pledge,
yes?
And then one of those pledges will be, am I right, Colin?
Yes,
one of those
yes.
pledges will be randomly selected.
Yes.
And you're pledging only if you would like to use Ding Dong Darren.
Yes, for your child's
clowning
party.
Clowning skills for your child's party.
And this is a celebrity clown.
Quite right.
What's on your clown CV?
On my
like
clown
what parties
He's
or events
firstly,
you've
number
done.
One, juggling.
Yeah.
You're a great mime artist.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm a trained mime.
He's got tricks. He's got clown actual tricks that he can do.
I've got like some limited magic.
Okay.
Great with kids.
Okay.
And, he is great with kids.
Yeah, the kids are great.
You're going to do a song and dance and everything. Do you have a unicycle?
That's the one I didn't quite get around to the unicycle bit. I was scared of heights.
Yeah.
Stilts.
Still talk. I'm scared.
You're already
scared
tall
of
enough.
Yeah, I'm already.
You don't use the stilts.
I've been on stilts my whole life, but I've been known to be able to. The best thing about a party clown is like you get the kids at a party focused on you for 45 minutes. It just gives the parents a reprieve, a little bit of a break. But there's presents, and then there's surprises, and then there's interactivity with the kids, and there's quizzes and giveaways, and
I
all
would
of those
hire
things.
You. Absolutely, I would
Thank
hire you,
you Thank
if
you.
I had a child's party.
And now I'm bringing
you
a Ding Dong Darren.
You can for someone else's child's party.
For sure.
Your niece's party, your nephew's party.
For sure.
Your grandkid, and you want Darren to come be Ding Dong Darren, sorry.
Correct.
Please.
Who's Darren?
Between 8 and 9, do not miss out. You're going to have to do a pledge.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.